Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They are big words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word. It is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We're not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can...
Yeah, there you go, giving you a hand for 2021. Listen, we have 1 month to go before 2022. And so I do not celebrate Thanksgiving in a traditional sense, but I think being thankful is an expression that we can, have every day. What are you thankful for in 2021? Today's subject matter is going to be, what are you thankful for in 2021, and what do you look forward to in 2022? Time is truly running out so quickly. We here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're going to show you the ingredient that it takes to be a successful society financially. One thing about the African-American community, the African-American economy, is huge, $2.3 trillion. That's more money than we have people. Unfortunately, a lot of people go to bed hungry, live in poverty. What is that all about? How did that come about? Well, we've had, over the years, here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we've had thousandaires come on and talk about their aspirations and what they want to do. We had millionaires and multimillionaires come on as well and talk about what they're trying to do and what they're looking forward to do. We have had billionaires, unassuming people that did not want to be classified, you know, what they are, billionaires. We have billionaires came on the show as well and talked about things that they did to achieve the billionaire status. But a lot of people they were just talking about it in a general sense. They never really stated to you who they were. I look forward to 2022 having thousandaires, millionaires, and billionaires again come on, this time expressing who they are, how do they get there, and what do they look forward to in 2022. Listen, let me tell you something. It's a combination of things that drive an economy. It's a combination of things that drive an economy. There's a proliferation of things that happen that makes economy drive itself to the level that it gets. It's not just one person. It's not just one business. It's not just one concept. It's not just one endeavor. First of all, it is a winning mentality. The guy that works every day, working hard to become a thousandaire, to be comfortable. The guy that becomes a thousandaire work hard to become a millionaire. The guy that's a millionaire works hard to become a billionaire. I know I've been working at those steps, and God has blessed me to see this thing at some point to come to fruition. It's been a long 55-year journey, but God is bringing it full circle. But there's a reason why God brings things full circle, because the heart of man is what God watches. How is your heart? What are you trying to achieve financial growth for? What are you trying to achieve wealth for? Are you selfish? Are you thinking about me and mine? Or are you innovative enough to understand that it's us? It's us. Every billionaire, African-American, needs the millionaire. Every millionaire needs a thousandaire. Every thousandaire needs the worker. We all need each other. It's a combination of things that drive a society. It's the poor. It's the rich. It's the educated. It's the uneducated. It's the consumer. It's the retailer and the wholesaler. It's the seller, the manufacturer. The African-American community have a great opportunity to be a driving force with $2.3 trillion every year to the gross national product. We consume, we buy every year to the tune of $2.3 trillion. We are only 14% of the population. It's only 47 to 50 million African Americans in America. There are 230 million whites, and then the rest breaks down into the others. But we are driving force in this economy. From the time of the inception, from the time that this began, way before the pilgrims hit Plymouth Rock, way before slavery, there's an African-American, a black man, African-American, what you want to call him, doesn't matter. It's history. You can't mess with history. It is what it is. They got this thing now. You see how they mess with history? Why you think they took African-American history, converted into a theory called critical race theory? Critical race theory. Theory got nothing to do with history. I repeat, theory got nothing to do with history. I want any historian, any professor, any politician, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, wherever you come from, call me up. Call 347-857-1311. Call me right now in the radio. Call me right now on the program and debate me on history. You can't play with history. History is an existence of something that transpired. It's something that happened. History is meticulous. That's why they couldn't keep the history of the contribution of the African-American community to America down, because history is going to rise up all the time. You can't, a lie cannot cover history, but you can allow it to. And what's happening now is they're washing the African-American history out of the books. Why? Because we drive the economy from the beginning, from the cotton to the sugar. Okay? That what made this the richest economy in the world. Sugar cane, cotton in the beginning. That's what made this the richest country in the world. And we do not stop contributing to this economy. We do not stop making this economy the most powerful economy there is. The lowest one at the totem pole, the less people in the population are driving American economy. Any economist, I don't care if you're a PhD, I don't care if you are you run the Commerce Department, come call me. 347-857-1311, Rev. Ron, Mr. Electric, Dr. Ron, whatever you call me, give me a call. Let me know you want to come on the show, you want to debate me on this. I will tear you to pieces because I know. I've been a long time. I don't talk about this, but I spent 8 years in academics. From the time I was 15, I started college, to the time I finished, got my PhD. Anybody can go and check my background, no problem. But I tell you one thing. I will not sit here and participate in foolishness. I didn't spend all those years in academics to be somebody's damn fool. But it's unfortunate a lot of African-Americans do not argue the real points. A lot of the politicians, a lot of the academic theorists, a lot of the black intelligentsia, what they call them, your Gates and your brother Cornel West, Dr. Gates, you know, so far, you know who they are. They're always out there talking. You know who they are. You got your black leaders, your Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, Dr. Omar Johnson. You know, you got all them brothers out there, but they're not challenging the government on proliferated things that are just academically correct. History cannot be confused with his story or her story or damn lie. It is facts. And I will challenge anybody, anywhere, anytime. Professor Levine, who has the theory of intelligence in New York University, he had a litmus test, said that he was testing the intelligence of white people and black people, but black people come from a lesser we come from some kind of a barbaric environment, Africa. So we are less intelligent. And I told him, you take the test, and I take the test, and let's see what happens. He said, no, we don't have to do that because, you know, you probably have white blood. I ain't got no damn white blood. It mean nothing. They lie. They lie to you. And if you taking wooden nickels, keep talking to them. Keep talking to them. Keep talking to them. But I'm letting you know, history is real. Things that happen, they happen. Ain't nobody can cover up history. God would not allow it. It's impossible. It's impossible. No mefik, the lock, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But I challenge anybody. I challenge anybody, anybody. Okay, you got black folks out here conjuring act on the white man's concept of this critical race theory and how it's hurting little white boys and little white girls because they're starting to hate themselves. Well, you create the environment. If they hate themselves, I didn't create this environment. I didn't make them hate themselves. I didn't create this kind of tyranny. You created it, and you created the hate. You created the environment that causes the condition that it is. But see, sometimes you got to see who's the victim and who's the victimizer. Don't switch the switch on me. Don't turn it around and tell me bullshit, because I understand what you're doing. That's why brothers like me, we don't get along with a whole bunch of people. I don't get along with a whole bunch of black people because they're not willing to step up and understand the facts. I'm not asking you to believe nothing I say. Check my facts. It takes a second to Google anything you want to Google. Check my facts. And I tell you this. The fact of the matter is African Americans are the greatest contributing factor to the American economy, to American economic development, to science, to agriculture, okay, to academics. The largest portion of contributions to develop this nation was the African American community. Now you go back in time and you remove the African American experience in America, you got nada. They had no economy, people, before sugar and cotton, before slavery, before selling people like cattle. There was no economy. Challenge me on this. I'm sick of this bull crap being sold, and people are buying into all this nonsense. You got young brothers out here killing each other because of nonsense. You got people hating each other because of nonsense. A black man will blow another black man's head off in a second, but he'll take 15 years to figure out what he's going to do to a white man as a white man don't bust him in the head. You dig where I'm coming from? Nonsense. Nonsense. People, we to do better. What I'm thankful for in 2021, I'm thankful that I'm able to get on this broadcast and tell it like a T.I. is. I'm thankful, you know, like I say, I'm not a traditionalist. I do not celebrate Thanksgiving and the formation of the way the society told you to celebrate it, because there's nothing to celebrate if you really look at it. Okay, but I'm saying, if you want to talk about being thankful, think about that part. I'm thankful for being alive. 2021 going into 2022 is going so fast. It's passing like lightning. The next thing you know, we're going to be in 2022. And the thing I want to ask us as a black people, as an African-American people, what are we going to do? If you don't understand this, and I'm going to say it, mark my words, it's November the 26th, 2021 at 7:24 p.m. Mark my words, you'll never hear me say this. You'll never hear from me again. Whatever happens to me, mark my words. If African Americans, listen to what I'm saying. If African Americans in North America do not succeed, the African diaspora, the black diaspora, the black countries in the world will not succeed. They're depending on our success. Let me say that again. Anybody want to call me up and challenge me on this. If African Americans in North America, and I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this, because whether you like it or not, everybody and their mama leaving some place to come to America looking for success, looking for opportunity, looking for education, looking to live and to express themselves in whatever it is, whether it's their religion, their sexuality, whether it's their mentality, their culture, they're coming here. So how we are represented here as African-American people, as a displaced people, then other displaced people across the diaspora will not succeed. And they know it. And as I have traveled across the world, people are always asking, what are the African American people doing to change the political, social, and economic landscape, not only in North America, but in the Caribbean, as well as Africa, as well as Asia, as well as Europe. We are tied to so many people. It's a heritage tie-in, but we don't realize it. You don't realize it, but it's significant, it's important, And if you never hear me say, I'll say it again. I know I'm being redundant, but I want to say this again. If you never hear this again, you heard from Ron Robinson's mouth. If we do not succeed, African-American people in North America, if we fail economically, socially, politically, the African diaspora, the black nationalists, the black nationals, the black diaspora, the African diaspora, black people in every part of this society, every part of the globe, every part of the world will not succeed. It's that you got a lot of responsibility, Mr. and Mrs. African American, Black American, Nubian sister, Nubian brother, whatever you want to call yourself, Black Israelite, whatever people call themselves these days, you got a huge responsibility. Do not take it lightly. Do not take it lightly. We got a tremendous amount of discourse going on right now. We got health disparities. We have economic disparities. We got political disparities. We got ghettoism disparities. We got hatred, internal hatred disparities. You got brothers and sisters being born to hate themselves. They're killing each other. We got this crazy music telling people, you ain't nothing. You ain't this, you ain't that. Kill this one, kill that one. And they take it like it's a game, like it's funny. But Young Dolph is dead. Nipsey Hussle is dead. I don't know all the names of the rappers, but they're killing them like roaches. Are you aware of how many rappers died this month? About 10. Some of them really, really famous. Some of them up and coming. But they're killing each other like rats and roaches. And you sit there and you don't think there's nothing wrong with this picture? We got a lot of work to do, people. Got a lot of work to do. And don't sit in your little corner thinking you all right. Don't sit in your little corner and hide. If you got children like I got children, if you got grandkids like I got grandkids, if you got great-great-grandkids, you got nieces, nephews, godson, goddaughter, you got children that you just love, children that you have any kind of interaction with, and you want to see them successful, it ain't going to happen on this watch, baby. It ain't going to happen. We got a lot of changes to do. But first of all, we got to commit ourselves to understanding that there's changes needed. We got to commit ourselves to the reality that there is a problem. And we got to commit ourselves to the fact of the matter is we are the problem. We have to reevaluate who we are, whose we are, and what we are, and what we want to be, and what are we becoming. What's happening to us, Africa, America? What's happening to us, African Americans, Black Americans, Nubian, African, Afrocentric, Black Israelite? You the greatest thing that ever happened. You say you're God. Act like a God. Walk like a God. Talk like a God. The God is not, gods are not drug addicts 101. Gods are not alcoholics 101. Gods are not homeless, helpless, blindless, evil, killing each other, maiming each other, selling each other off, disrespecting our women. That's not a God. That's not how you represent. You ain't nowhere connected to the Nubian nation. Kemet,
You're not that they don't act like that. Queen of Sheba, they don't act like that. Do you know you a king? Do you know you a queen? Walk like one, talk like one, become one. And if you need example, look at the Queen of England. She walks and talks and act like she ain't got no nothing, ain't did nothing, ain't nothing going on but the rent. Everything is good. She's the perfect thing. She's the perfect one. Well, I'm saying that to say this. We're going into 2022. I hope not the same way we did in 2021, 20, 19, 18, 16, 17. And I'm talking about the 1800s, the 1900s, 1600s, 1700s. We got to change, people. We got to change. We got to change. You got to, you know, the alcoholic got to step and say, I am an alcoholic. My name is John. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Ron. I'm a drug addict. You know, we gotta look in the mirror and see who we are as a people, and are we happy? Are you happy with who you are? Are you happy with who your neighbor is? Are you happy with who your brother is? Are you happy with who your sister is? And I'm not talking about your blood relatives. I'm talking about, you know, we have the, hey, brother, what's up, my brother? What's up, sis? What's up, fam? You know, we got all these names and all these things going on. A woke brother and a woke sister. A conscious brother and a conscious sister. We got all these things going on, but what are we doing as a community to change the conditions of our people? What are we doing? What are you doing? What are your contributing factors? Are you just one of those me, minds, and us? You know, me, what you're singing soap opera? You know, do you see anybody else besides yourself? Are you interested in seeing someone else successful? Are you jealous of the successful brother and sister? Are you proud? Can you see yourself successful by seeing through someone else's success? I do that all the time. I see my success in everybody, because once I see a person of color, especially an African American, succeeding in this country in these conditions, I feel, wow, I feel I can succeed as well. But a change, what's that song, a change is coming, a change got to come, whatever it is. Well, change has got to come. And I dare say it has to come now. Now. Well, we're so happy as well to have a person more versed in changing lives and changing people, mindsets, and helping people on a spiritual level, on a meditation level, on a total rebirthing of oneself and an internal. Maybe it takes, you know, God said, I don't care what man say, I go to the heart of man. God said, what is your heart like? You say you're good, you say you're kind, you say you love people, but what kind of heart you have? Do you have a hardened heart, or do you have a soft heart? You have a loving heart, you have a giving heart. God goes by your heart. And maybe it's an internal rebirth that's necessary. And so we're so happy to have with us the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, who has a wonderful show on Saturdays, changing people's lives. As he has his show, many lives are being changed. People are coming on the show, and they're really, really gaining a lot of understanding and knowledge of self and spirit and meditation. And no, he has a show Saturdays, tomorrow night, Saturday, 7 to 9, Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And we're going to bring him on, give him a nice hand, and we're going to hear some things that he has to say pertaining to changing himself.
Yes, sir, my brother. Thank you for having me as a guest on the show today. And yes, you're right, bro. You know, we're looking forward to a new year and a new reality that was seen within ourselves and within our people. And this is something that is not, you know, something that is mission impossible. This is something that can definitely happen. And there's folks out there on different levels of consciousness, the ones that already know that they have the ability to make some serious changes in their lives. That's a good thing. And for those folks to have that knowledge of knowing that they can do that, the missing piece to the puzzle, even with them, is that we need to come together in unity. Because in unity, we can definitely bring about some awesome and amazing changes in our community. But it, just as an individual that knows that he can get things going successful in his life, whether it's in his business, whether it's in trying to, you know, do things in playing basketball or football or being a track star, you know, all these things are great that he, you know, can be an athlete that could be very successful, or that he could be a businessman that, you know, or a woman that could be very successful. These are great things. But aside from the individual just being successful, that's just one piece of the puzzle. But the other piece of the puzzle that's very important is that in us coming together, then we can really start to change the situations, like I said, not only in your individual life, but also in our community life, because that is something that's very much needed right now. And how we can actually do that is for us to see things from a different point of view. You know, because as my brother mentioned earlier, with the nigger hate music and all these other things, you know, this society is trying to brainwash us into not wanting to come together in unity, not wanting to trust each other, not wanting to respect each other, not wanting to work with one another. And when you put up those brick walls of hatred and not wanting to help each other, but being willing to kill each other, being willing to try to verbally destroy each other or physically destroy each other, all those kind of negative things can totally be a definite, you know, terrible situation in our community. And unfortunately, that's some of what we're seeing right now. Thank God it's not a thing where everybody's at everybody's throat, but at the same time, there's too many people that are. And that's why I'm saying right now, how we can really bring that change about is for us to acknowledge, hey, you know what? We do need to come together now. This coming year needs to be the year that we don't stay on the sideline out of not wanting to do anything for our community or for our brothers and sisters who are going through serious and terrible changes in their life. But we can reach out to try to help one another. And that is a very important thing, because once we start to first know that this is something that we should be doing, not hating one another, not wanting to kill each other, but wanting to help one another, wanting to help ourselves, and wanting to come together to see a total rehabilitation of our community. And we can make it happen. The only difference that stops us from doing it is when we fall into the brainwashing of just feeling that, hey, you know, I don't want to have nothing to do with them niggas. I ain't going, why should I even try to help them? Shoot, I should try to kill them, if anything. You know, all that kind of crazy talk doesn't need to exist. But that's the brainwashing of a society that wants to keep you down and out. And you can overcome that. All you have to do is see things from a positive perspective and start to change your way of thinking from negative to positive. And once we start to reawaken ourselves to knowing that we don't have to stay stuck in the gutter of poverty, we don't have to stay stuck in the negativity of self-hatred towards one another and wanting to destroy each other's lives, we don't have to accept all this negativity that they're trying to pour down our throats. What we can do and start to reach out this coming year and really, really start to see ourselves as brothers and sisters that can come together and truly bring about a new reality for our community and even for ourselves. And one of the important things is when we start to really reawaken ourselves to knowing that we have the ability to do these things, that's when those things are really going to come about. But you have to first get rid of the lies of Satan that have been brainwashed into many of our people's minds that are telling you that you can't come together, that you won't do this, that, and the other. Forget about all of that. Forget about the lies of Satan and deal with the honest to God's truth that not only are you a person that can do positive things in your life and that you can help others to do positive things in their lives as well, but that you have also spiritual ability. That's right. Now, one of the things that, you know, unfortunately has not really been taught, unfortunately, in our churches is that, you know, Jesus said something that was awesome and amazing and very powerful. He said, the things that I do, you can do, and even more. And that is a very powerful statement. Because how the heck can you do what Jesus can do when he was somebody that resurrected people from the dead? He gave vision back to the blind. He gave hearing back to the deaf. He cured people that were on their deathbed and about to die. He disappeared and reappeared. He was in a situation where when he was up in the mountains getting ready to feed, you know, the followers that came with them, they said it was about 5,000 people that were there. And he only had enough food to deal with the disciples that he had, the 12 disciples, but he didn't have any extra food for 5,000 people. But yet, he clapped his hands, and they said that after he clapped his hands, there was enough food to feed 5,000 people there. He had manifested that. So these are many things that Jesus did that was outstanding and amazing and super spectacular. And the thing about it is he said, the things I do, you can even do. But the bottom line is, how can you do these things if you don't even believe or know that you have the ability? And the thing about it was, the reason why it was not being taught in the churches is because you weren't supposed to know any of this. You were supposed to stay on a whole nother note of not knowing who you are and your capabilities of what you can actually do. But now it's our time to really start to awaken to our true identity of being true sons and daughters of God. And that was one of the things. They said that there were six books in the Bible that were taken out of the Bible that were disciples that had that. And in them dealing with that, the problem was that, you know, those books were taken out because they broke down how you as an individual can actually become a true son or daughter of God that has immense, powerful, and supernatural power to do great and wonderful things. These are the things that really make a difference in our lives once we reawaken to our true identity.
We have a growing populace right now in the studio, so we're going to open up the mics, and we're going to let people talk to you about what they thankful for 2021 and what they look forward to in 2022. We're going to open up the mics, and you can talk with Dr. Benjamin Bridges about what you are thankful for and what are you looking forward to in 2022. We're going to open up 914-338. Your mic is open.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. This is Brad. I wanted to just wish everyone a happy and healthy Thanksgiving and holiday season to come. And I wanted to say what I'm thankful for, quite frankly, is in a very rare moment, because I don't really tell people how I feel, is that I went through a period where I did not know what was happening, and I really kept it to myself. And I find out that since my mother's middle name is Rose, I'm going to say the picture is rather rosy indeed. I may not feel it as we speak, but I thank God that what I went through is nearly over, and the problems that I've been experiencing are more a different form of cold turkey. I thank God that it went well, and I thank God for colleagues and friends for asking me still for my opinion on things, thinking that I may have the leadership ability and the management aforethought to guide them as I continue to guide myself. Today is actually 1 month since I did what I did, and I woke up this morning realizing how amazing of a fact that is. So I feel grateful for every moment. It didn't seem like anything was going to happen other than the fact of how many hours I was away from civilization, which I think is a godsend, quite frankly. I'm thankful for the fact that I could just put one foot in front of the other. And for my mother and father, who were not here, I, despite the fact that I have an overt obsession with Dr. Pepper, I lost a great deal of weight from it, and I wanted to. And today I just spoke to somebody who was kind of down and out, and I just said to that person, I just said to her, put on your big girl pants and let's go.
We have a... We have a packed house, so we want to have Dr. Benjamin Bridges respond to you.
Okay. How are you, Benjamin? Yes. How is everything with you?
All right. And yourself, I'm glad to see that you had some positive feedback there for us and sharing with us, you know, some of the situations that you came up with. And that's a good thing, you know, reaching out to help other people as well as, you know, having a chance to be to yourself for a while so that you can focus on you and what you can actually start to do. These are very important things because many times, you know, we get so caught up into so many different things that we don't even get a chance to dedicate any of that time or energy to the things that we really want to do to uplift ourselves and take ourselves to a higher state of consciousness. So that's good that you are focusing on some of these things because these can be what they call the game changer in people's lives. So thank you for sharing that with us. And now we're going to get ready to go on to the next person that
we're
going to
go on to 914-330, what you're thankful for and what to look forward to. Okay, we're going to go to 646-431. What are you thankful for and what do you look forward to for 2022?
Six four six four three one. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Glad you made it on. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Terry, Sister Terry, and I just, you know, feeling like connected, and I know that we are going somewhere, and I'm just tapping into the spiritual things that is ahead of us, and just staying prepared and ready, and just seeing the vision come together is just one of the main things. I'm very grateful because it shows that God has a greater purpose for us, and that God is preserving us, He's keeping us, and that all things are working together for good to them who love the Lord. And that's Romans 8:28. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that with us, my sister, because that is very important. Because in us coming together, you know, we're going to definitely be able to bring about some positive change. And, you know, the last time our people did come together was in the 60s. And, you know, we were able to bring about some very wonderful changes because talking about, you know, racism and, you know, how you couldn't even go and sit, go into the bathroom and sit on a white person's toilet. They wouldn't even let you do that. That's how terrible things were. You couldn't go into their stores. You couldn't go into their schools. You know, you couldn't do a lot of different things because of the racism that was there. But yet, when we came together in spiritual unity and political unity as well, but both of those combinations, but especially the thing that was even more important was the spiritual unity. And coming together in spiritual unity, we were able to really and bring about the change that we really wanted to see come about and free ourselves from all of that terrible negativity. And now, once again, they're trying to undercut us where they want us no longer to have the rights to vote and, you know, many other things. You know, you still have racist white police officers killing our people, and you got a number of crazy things that are going on today. But the bottom line is that in us coming together in spiritual unity, a lot of great and wonderful things can come about for the change that we want to see in our community. So once again, my sister, I do appreciate you bringing that because that is a very important piece to the puzzle. Once we start to show that we care enough to want to reach out to help one another instead of trying to reach out to hurt each other, that we want to reach out to really be a blessing to our brothers and sisters in our community, that's when we're going to really start to see some awesome and amazing changes come about, because God wants to see your heart and mind open to want to help each other, not to hurt each other. And once he sees that you're in that proper mindset, that you really do care about the lives of your brothers and sisters and really do want to help them, that's when you're going to see a lot of great blessings come through. So all I can say is thank you once again, my sister. That was definitely on the money. And we can definitely make some. Yes, indeed. We can definitely make some serious money by dealing with that as well. But the bottom line is right now, what I would like to do is to go on to the next speaker and see who we have on the line for us and see what we can do. Peace and blessings.
347-880.
347-880. Are you ready?
Yes. Greetings and blessings in the name of the Emperor, Haile Selassie I, and the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated and Local 26. I'm speaking from a position of experiencing the things that we are trying to experience by training over 5,000 men in New York City to do carpentry. My vision was beyond the people that were stealing. I didn't know about these things to remind myself. There's others coming and telling me of the great things I did when nobody else was doing something. And I see myself as a person who God gave inspiration to in doing and helping people. But when you reach out and help people, and the people know you help these people, they don't have no way to be aware of themselves, to coordinate themselves and make themselves proper to live good continuously. And when they live that way and others back them up, they feel they're right. And that's happening around this federation, where people do wrong things, not in coordination with Ethiopian World Federation bylaws, and feel that they are right. The same thing that's happening in Africa. These people coming over and want to invade a virgin land and take the gold and diamond from out to where the king says it's supposed to be. So we're going into history of knowing that we have historical forces that is out here, and we are doing the things in them, not starting to do them. We did them already. I started pushing for Local 26 in Harlem. I started my construction of 4 corporations, I wanted to know the man say, if that you have all these corporations and somebody come to rob you, I, as a judge, was giving off because of you beg for him. No, I'm giving them 8 years. Because what happened, when they hold down the young businessmen and them that are doing things in the community, people don't see them. People don't appreciate them. I'm not going to be no scapegoat for wicked people and conceited people and stealing people information to use for themselves, using Federation information to run around to white people and having them treat us like nothing when we gave them the organization that they're operating on, and they never do it, never did it before, and when we go into them, yes, they're going to do everything. We have to learn to understand each other and do economic development in our community. I have a clean police record here. I'm living for near 50 years in New York. I have to get recognition of my good deeds that I do. Buildings that are built, didn't get no money, and famous landmarks in the city of New York. So we are not a typical person go there, recognizing the street. We try to help people that's helping themselves. And if a person reach out and want to help themselves, I'll help them. But I'm not going to help nobody that's drinking and jogging and eating bad food and then coming breathing in my face about wrong things. And we say, it's God. That's not God. God wanted to follow in his footsteps. He wanted to do like him. He wanted to walk in his ways, do his will, treat others in the way that you would like to be treated. And when they already treat you that way, how are you just going to go back to the norm? Hmm. We are the people that came from the Caribbean to help the system in America. We are the antique people that came to America to help the people. When I look and see the amount of billions I do in the South Bronx, compared to the people had them all day and don't do nothing, and don't even get paid, and the Jews take me off, the Italian, everybody take me off, and I'm still alive, and they make me feel that now he's giving me it, giving me the same investment that I was working for. And giving me it without having to work hard. So we is the people who have to reach out and let the people know that we have people here that came and wait on Sandy that bring up the dead bones from out of the Atlantic and give us the motivation from the ancestors of what we can do to make our population better. In this time when there's a pandemic. And we have to pull out the best people and look and check them out, and we're going to carry them to lie detector if they're lying. Then bring out themselves. Because we're not just going to take nobody's word for what they found. And they don't do nothing in the society. And live down on people. And pull down people that could have get up already. So thank you very much for time out. And if there's opportunity, I'll speak again. Thank you very much.
Well, yes, indeed. Well, thank you, my brother, for sharing that, because, you know, that's what it's all about, us coming together, whether we're from Africa, the Caribbean islands. It doesn't make a difference. We need to come together and see ourselves in oneness as one family, working together to uplift our people. And once we start doing that, you know, and coming together again in unity, that's a great thing. And like you said, our focus should be on financially being able to uplift ourselves and to really bring about some positive change, not only just from physically coming together and learning different ways that we can financially make millions and billions of dollars, but also even spiritually coming together and utilizing our spiritual power to actually bring about the manifestation of wealth in our lives as well. These are things that can be done and shall be done. because in 2021 was an interesting year, but that was right after the epidemic, and right now we're going into another year that I believe that we can definitely take to a whole nother dimension of positive and wonderful change. But we just need to, as you were saying, come together and work together to make some things happen. And as we do, we'll see a whole nother reality start to come into our vision, start to come into our reality. Yes, indeed. So my brother, thanks again for sharing your information there and your vision of what you see and feel. And I think that was something that was very positive that was said, and I thank you for adding that and sharing that with us. And our next caller.
Try 914-330.
914-330. Yes, indeed. Can you hear me? Hello? 914-330. Are you there?
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Here you go. Yeah, I hear your voice.
All right,
now.
Brothers. Got a bad connection here. It's a pleasure to be online here with my brothers. I hope everyone enjoyed their holidays with their families and loved ones. I'm most thankful to be connected with you brothers. Hopefully we can make some very positive changes for next year. And that's what it's going to take, a collective effort of all of us pulling together worldwide, locally, putting our heads together and working on some changes to help uplift our people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go there, brother. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's definitely right on the focal point of what we really need to do. Because once we
Absolutely.
Start to come together, you know, and as I said earlier, what my brother brought up here just before you came on, he was talking about, you know, the Caribbean island people and, you know, coming together to help out
yeah.
people here.
Yeah, I was impressed
and,
to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed to hear that they came here to help us. At last, the
right.
one acknowledged. Yeah,
right.
That's nice. Help
and likewise, we've had, you know, African Americans go to the Caribbean islands to help out there as well. So these are
yeah.
things that are needed to be done, you know, to help one another. And once we start to really get focused on that and really start to make a commitment to ourselves
that's
that we
the
want
key.
To see these
that's
positive
the
results
a commitment
come about.
And
there you go.
And a commitment.
There,
that's the key.
There you go, brother. Then
so
we're going to see some really serious changes come about. Because the
yes.
thing about it is, I know we've been brainwashed and told that we can't bring these things about, but we don't need to listen to the lies of Satan. We need to
of
listen
course,
to the God's honest truth of what we can do and what we're capable of doing. And once we start to really realize our true identity of who we are and what we can do, that's when a new reality will start shining through. And that's the
that
reality.
Is true.
We need to start
and
to
just
live,
like it was brought up earlier about the music, we have to learn to drown out that hate music.
Exactly.
We have
exactly.
to drown that out. That's nothing but a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a distraction. The devil's way of distracting and dividing us with that hate mm-hmm. music.
Exactly.
Okay, there's nothing entertaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing entertaining about that.
Well,
you
the only problem is our kids have been listening to that music for so long that they do feel entertained about it. But we have
well,
to
as,
reprogram
as
their minds
said
to
back
see
in the
that
day,
truth.
We
got
to turn, as it was said before, we got to turn that beat around, brother.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
That's absolutely right. It's up to us to do that.
But they do not need to listen to that nigger hate music
no
sir.
More. Absolutely.
And they don't need to get involved with the message that it brings, that we should hate,
exactly.
kill, destroy each other verbally or physically. All that craziness
exactly.
does not need to exist in our community.
No.
And that's where
I
these
agree.
Gang wars come from, where our kids
exactly.
are out there shooting and killing each other, you know, and it doesn't make any sense for them to do that.
No.
But the bottom line is after your mind has been drowned in nigger hate music, it causes our people to, you know, see things from a very negative perspective.
Sure, because it becomes hypnotic. As they say, they use subliminal messages to brainwash them. That's what's going on there. The media is a weapon. The media has been weaponized. So be aware of that. It has been weaponized for our destruction. So we have to learn to counteract that with some positive vibes.
There you
and
go.
Through prayer and meditation, brother, we can do it.
There you go.
Absolutely.
It's happened in the past, and we can make it happen in the present, my brother. No question about that.
Yes, sir. I'm a firm believer in that.
So this is what we need to do, is start to get focused on seeing this happening and, again, making a commitment as a people. Because back in the 60s, that's what many people did. They made commitment to saying, hey,
a commitment,
this
and
is
we
the
have
time.
To be consistent with it.
There
you consistent.
Go.
Yes, sir.
There you go. And once we start doing that, that's when that new reality will come about. Well, my brother, I do appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with us. And now we're going to get ready to go on to the next caller. But thank you once again for your contribution.
I appreciate you, my brother, and Brother Robinson.
Likewise.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings, my brother.
Peace and blessings.
And the other caller's number
We ask everyone to stay on and listen on as well as we get information from Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And we're going to open up 718-350, 718-350.
Hotep, my brothers, sisters, and listeners. I think that everything that this year brought, and then within the past year and a half, after thinking in hindsight, was beautiful. Whether we take the nays or the yays, you know, all the things that have happened to, we look at it as putting people down, white and black, but mostly being against us. I believe if you were listening, that you became woke. White people became woke. Black people became woke. Chinese people became woke. Native Americans became woke. You know, and now there is a change going forward. Whether you got to deal with the Democrats or Republicans at this point, I have my doubts about that. But I say this: all things are good for those who love God. You know, it's not an easy transition. It will not be. You know, I hope I see more of God in our lives within my life. I was thinking too, you know, if we can arrange it through my Project NEO and, Ethiopian World Federation, whatever federations, I think that we should have a day or two throughout the nation of people who are good at heart to have a fast and prayer. You know, so when we enter this new year, okay, we all can be on the same page no matter who we are. Those may, but I think to give it thought and look over what has been happening through this year and a half, through the pandemic, through Obama's year times or anything else, and do an analysis on that and just pray, you know, and meditate and fast on the good things that are coming. That's my input at this point. But I feel I was not feeling that good, you know, with all the media and everything else. And I think for the new year, I'm going to stop listening. Maybe going to more lectures, more community organizations, and put my time more on Ethiopian World Federation, on my Project NEO, because all these things that are coming out here are meant to destroy, you know, anything positive between all the people in all the United States that we can, you know, and so on. So it is very important to me. You know, I'm starting my fasting this weekend. And I say that's because I gained so much weight this week. you know, but we have to do something, you know. Complaining doesn't help. Taking action does.
So, and that's, you know, very important, because without, you know, us taking the proper actions that's needed to be taken to bring about these positive changes, it won't come about. But the transformation of our thinking, the ability to come together and reaching out to help one another instead of trying to hurt one another is very important. So all of these things need to come about. And what you had said earlier also in regards to, you know, doing a day of fasting or and a day of prayer and meditation and things of that sort, these are things that we can do. And it's just a matter of, you know, finding, you know, folks that would be open to deal with that, you know, that could be on a worldwide level. And in dealing with that, you know, that could have a huge impact as well. So all of these things are things that are good to, you know, have on the table for us to start to look at and finding a day and time and that harmoniously would work for, you know, our different groups and things that, you know, would come on board with us. And the bottom line is once we start to, you know, find, you know, a harmonious day and time where we can bring on different organizations, different groups, and, you know, our people can really start to begin to focus on some of the things that we're looking at doing and achieving, that's when we're going to start to see some great and wonderful results. Because, again, once you start to reawaken to your true identity, not as being a limited human being that can only do but very little, but you are a God being that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. And when you start to see yourself from that perspective and start to tap into your God-given power, then that's when you can really start to change things. And I know for some people, they're like, what? I have God-given power? Are you crazy? No, the reality is that you have been brainwashed not to know your true identity, because these are things that you're not supposed to know, and these are things that you should not even be aware of. But the bottom line is we are reawakening our people, their true identity and their true ability to make some positive and wonderful things happen in their community, because our people need to be lifted out of the gutter of poverty, and they need to also be able to live a positive and prosperous life. You know, they don't have to, you know, be under the pain and suffering of financial situations that are bringing them down and out. They can also be living a life that really is helping them tremendously by living a positive and prosperous situation. So like I said, my brother, thank you once again for sharing your information, and we will definitely get back to you. And we have spoken with a few other people that were thinking about that too, coming together on a day that we could pick out of the week that we could work on in speaking on fasting, praying, meditating, and things of that sort, so that we could really empower ourselves to do some great, awesome, and amazing things. So now,
tonight we got we're going to talk about with Dr. Benjamin. What do you thankful for? Untraditional ways of thanking is being thankful, other than what the traditional turkey and inside of whatever stuffing. But what are you thankful for, and what do you look forward to in the future for 2022? We'll open up 407-814.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great.
First time caller. Yeah, let me. Yeah, my name is Roger Graham. I'm calling from Florida, where I am right now. I've been an advocate of the good doctors for quite some time. I've pursued various opportunities with him. But like I say, this is my first time calling. He's repeatedly asked me to call. This is my first time calling. I just got just a slight understanding of what was being said. So What could I contribute? I don't know. But usually when, you know, I'm just trying to be frank about what the call, and I feel everybody should be, I just kind of eliminate what I consider church and state when I'm trying to do business. And if you're telling me how I can blend it, I'm all ears.
I hear you. Well, again, you know, what we can do, and this is something that is important too, we're looking at how we can raise each other's consciousness to higher levels. So not seeing ourselves from a weak or a, you know, inadequate ability to do different things, but to be able to really tap into our God-given power and to be able to really bring about some positive changes. And we can talk about that because these are, you know, days that we can pick as well, not only just to focus on, you know, fasting and prayer on a day, but we can also talking about how one can actually raise their consciousness up to higher heights and deeper depths in God and Christ. And once you start to really conceive your true identity as being a God being instead of just being a weak being, you're a weak human being, then you're going to start to see that you have
when
the ability
you say weak,
to bring about.
How do you mean weak?
Well, this is it, my brother. You know, many times through this society, you know, this society has many times, whether it's been through the nigger hate music, nigger, you know, we should kill each other. You niggas ain't even worthwhile living. You know, all of y'all should be killed. You know, all kind of crazy negative talk like that is things that have been told to us. And many times, that's why I said earlier, the gang wars start up with our youth and killing each other. And even, you know, us being able to work with each other and trust each other and want to help each other is almost like a brick wall of hatred that's put up between us so that it makes it very difficult for us as a people to be able to do that. So that's where weakness comes in, because if you can't even come together in spiritual unity, if you can't even come together to want to help one another, to be able to work with one another, to be able to contribute, you know, a flow of positive energy so that we can help each other. These are things that keep us from doing that when you don't have that ability because you're seeing yourself from a whole nother perspective. Now, when you start to see that you definitely can do it and that you should do it and you're going to make a commitment to be able to focus on helping your brother and sister who's in need right now, that puts things in a whole nother perspective. But you have to bring your mind up out of, well, they're not worthy of me helping, or I don't want to be bothered and wasting my time and trying to help them out, or whatever the negative thoughts are. We need to see things from a more positive perspective where we're definitely coming together to help one another, to be a blessing to one another, and then we're going to be a great blessing to our community, because that's what it's all about. Coming together in unity will be a blessing for our community. And
okay,
thank
so
you,
once
my
again,
brother,
we're going to be questions tonight with Dr. Benjamin Bridges is, what are you thankful for and what do you look forward to in 2022? Open up 202-765.
What's going on, you guys? This is Darrell with Finance Way. I was just calling in to listen and support, man. You know, I always love to hear what you guys got going on, and the topics you guys are talking about are real right now, bro. You know, me personally, I love to see our people thrive and prosper, and us getting into the right mind frame, like you said earlier, you know, it's very important that you can't grow and you can't evolve if you're in the same mindset. So, you know, the thought level and evolving that way is definitely important.
Exactly. You know, I appreciate that feedback, brother, because once we reawaken ourselves to desire to come together to help one another and to be a blessing to one another, that's when we're going to see a complete change in our community. You know, because, you know, the the nigger hate music and other things that are going on in our community, it's not just an accident that this type of music just popped up out of nowhere. This was music that was put out to make sure that our community was kept down and out. And the bottom line is that, unfortunately, we didn't do anything to really try to get rid of that negative music in the past. And now we are fed up with it because we're seeing the results of how it is having such a huge negative impact on the lives of our people. But the bottom line is, we can and we will, and now is the time to do just that. Eliminate all of that negative music and start to bring up the positive music and positive thinking and gathering together of our people so that we can really make some positive changes come about.
Hey, Brother Binyamin, man. This is Lee Perrin, CEO of Finance Flex. It's a pleasure, as always. I'm sitting here with Money Man Rel, Darrell Cephas. We just came back from doing one of our podcast shows on Fridays. That's why we're not able to do it anymore with you guys. But we do want to give you guys some notoriety and do Friday shows on our podcast, Flex Fridays or Finance Flex. And, you know, we just want to support, man. That's what we're on here for. And we want to make sure that we enlighten the community and we uplift the community. As far as your question earlier, what are we thankful for? I'm thankful for two things, man. I'm thankful for, first and foremost, you know, my health and the fact that Source Energy sees me fit to live another day, as well as I'm thankful for the fact that I have the not only ingenuity but the inspiration and the opportunity to uplift my community and help other people who look like me and people who don't look like me but have the same motivation and they want to help everyone. At Finance Flex, man, one of our biggest mottos is, we have love for all to have love for all. You know, we want to help our community, but if you about helping our community and you don't look like us, it doesn't matter. We got love for everybody who got love for everybody. So that's what we about, man. And as always, brother, I'm so sorry, man. I haven't gotten a chance to return your call. You know, things are crazy out here, and we're trying to do God's work, and we're trying to help the people, and me and Money Man Rel and Hosea the Prince, and as well as the whole Finance Flex team are, you know, working hard, man, to make sure that we have somewhere for people to come to or somewhere that people can actually get the tools that they need in order to excel. And if nothing else, man, we just want to be, you know, that guy that you know. Hey, I know a guy that can help you out. You know, we just want to be that guy. So that's what we're about, brother. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, as well as Dr. Robinson, Dr. Winborn, and their family, and we just want to keep going.
We are so happy to have you on. Finance Flex, everybody remember Finance Flex for Finance Flex Fridays, and Mr. Lee Perrin, CEO, and the other brothers are there as well. And definitely tell us some of the things that you have to offer in terms of the finance opportunities. A lot of people doing Black Friday deals. I don't know if you guys had a Black Friday deal.
Yes, sir. This is Money Man Rel again, bro. And Black Friday, what we do on Black Fridays, man, we invest on Black Fridays. We don't go and we hustle and bustle and deal with all of the traffic and shopping and all of the stuff that goes on Black Fridays, like in physical. What we like to do is we go into the markets. I don't know if anybody looks at the market today. The market's in the red. What we like to say is when everything's in the red, you get a half off. It's a sale. You know what I mean? So what we do is we invest. And as a company as a whole, that's a certain aspect that we like to give to everybody. You know what I mean? Financial literacy, knowing what to do with your money and making your money work for itself. And as far as, you know, the things that we provide, again, like you said, we do financial literacy. We help build business credit. We help get people funded, help build business funding, you know, help people really, you know, get to that next step, get from point A to point B of their business. Like you said earlier, man, growth and elevation, that's what we do. We help people cultivate their businesses and grow.
Well, that's great, brother. That's great. I'm glad to hear,
brother,
that you guys are reaching out to our community to do that kind of stuff, because that's a very important part of uplifting our community is having the financing to actually do that. If a person wants to start a business, if a person wants to reestablish their business, there's a lot of different things that are happening, being that the COVID was out there, you know, casting a lot of businesses down and out. So now that they have the ability to rise back up, opportunities like yours could really help to do that, because unfortunately, a lot of times, because of the racism that's here in the society, they really many times don't want to see black businesses rise up and be helped. And that's a good thing that your program is there to help our people. So that's a great thing, brother. And I do appreciate the fact that you guys are out there trying to do that. That's good.
Hey, Dr. Ben, you know something I want to say, to piggyback off of what my brother Money Manrell said about the holidays and how we don't, when the people talk about Black Friday sales, what I tell my children, Black Friday is for poor people. That's a hill I'm willing to die on. Only poor people go into the mall and fist fight over a discounted TV. You know, we got to stop that, man. We got to stop wanting to be so much part of status quo that we allow ourselves to be intimidated by the media and by social media, even worse now, because everybody, my wife knows, every girl I've ever dated knew, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm not Thanksgiving. 14th of February, Valentine's Day. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I'm not going to go. I take you to dinner all the time. I show you I love you every day. So because people anointed a certain day, I'm supposed to pay triple for flowers and wait 2 hours for dinner? No, I'm not doing that. So at the end of the day, when we teach our children not to be consumers and to be investors like Money Manrell touched on, you know, my children know we get four things for Christmas: something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read. And you know what I do with the rest of the Christmas budget? I buy them stock. Tell me your favorite store. My daughters love Ulta. All of my daughters own stock in Ulta. If you want to be an affiliate and a consumer of a company and you love it so much, invest in it. Buy it. Buy the company. Invest in it. So therefore, every time you're spending money, you're spending money with yourself. That's the type of financial literacy we teach here at Finance Flex. We just want to let people know, man, that all of this is for us. Nike, the cost of a share of Nike is half of the cost of a pair of Jordans, but yet we still go buy Jordans. The price of one share in Apple is 25% what an iPhone costs. So for every iPhone, you can have four shares in Apple. And every time people spend money and keep buying iPhones, they'll be paying you. That's what we have to learn, not to be so overwhelmed with consumerism and what, you know, Joe Blow got and trying to keep up with the Joneses, when at the end of the day, the Joneses are trying to keep up with you. So we all the same. We're all connected. And when you talk about spirituality, which I love, Dr. Ben, that you talk about all the time about the meditation and everything else, we manifest. Today, Money Manrell and I were at the meeting, and we were having a conversation, and he was talking about his terrible team, the Cowgirls. And, you know, we from New York. We Giants fans around here. So, you know, he was talking about the Cowboys, and I was like, look, we moving to Houston. Why don't you just buy a box? And he said, I never thought about that. You know what? You're right. I'm going to buy a box. So now he has a different motivation. He has a different elevation. His mind has been expanded from simply manifesting, from simply saying that God has the abundance for all of us. He wants us to have everything that we deserve. And the only thing you deserve is what your heart desires. If your heart can't desire it, then you'll never be able to obtain it.
Right.
A few other,
and that's very important. See, and the thing about it is when you, unfortunately, if you've been brainwashed to see yourself from a lower perspective, then, you know, you don't want to waste your time seeing yourself being very successful and accomplishing things, starting a new business, doing different things that you can do, but you've been told that, no, you can't do that, you can't do that. So you can't go along with the lies of Satan. You need to go along with the God's honest truth of what God is telling you, that you have the ability to do awesome and great and amazing things. But in order for you to be able to achieve any of that, you have to believe it. And once you can raise the consciousness of our people up to really know that they have the ability to do these things and that they can actually achieve great, awesome, and amazing things in their lives. That's when those great, awesome, and amazing changes will come about as individuals and also in our community. So all I can say at this point, my brother, I'm really glad to hear you guys are still out there, you know, working on, you know, helping to finance our communities. And, you know, these are things that we can do to really bring about some positive change in our communities. So keep up the good work and just know for surety that we are all on our way to a brighter day.
We're going to open up mic number 916-895. What you're thankful for today and what you look forward to at 2:22.
What am I thankful for? First, I want to say hi to everybody, Doc. Everybody else, it's Harris Walker. How y'all doing? I hope y'all Thanksgivings were fantastic as mine was. So now, let me see. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for being alive to experience everything I experienced since March. How about that?
Sounds good.
I died in March, so I wouldn't be here today. I'm thankful to be on this radio show today to talk to Dr. Robertson, talk to my people. That's what I'm thankful for. Thankful for the messages that we're about to spread, the things that we are doing together. I'm thankful for that because it's our turn. God got me here for a reason, not for the season. So this is what we're doing. We're working together. We're communicating. We're coast to coast. I'm in California. Y'all on the east. Actually, I invited a couple more people in. They may be on the phone line, too, on the east coast. You know, we got to share what we do. We got to share the positivity. We got to share the brotherhood. We got to share knowledge. And we have to work together to change other mindsets. Because if we change the mindsets, the game is over. So, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for you.
All right, great. I appreciate that, my brother, sharing that information. And, hey, that is a great blessing to hear that the Lord spared your life so that you could be here with us at this time. Because when you're in a situation where, you know, you have to, we all have an arrival date and a departure date, you know, here on planet Earth. And you actually had an opportunity where your departure date didn't come about, which is good. So he gave you
Oh, no, it came about. It came about. I was dead. I died twice, clinically dead. And the fourth time,
what I'm saying
the second
is you're
time,
still alive
they were going to bring me back. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, what he did, what God gave me was an extension.
You know how you owe a debt
and you can't pay it right now? And they say, okay, look, we'll give you an extension. Don't worry about it. Finish what you're doing. Go get that. That's what God gave me an extension for. Because I asked him, I said, I don't want to be like Moses. I don't want to build the promised land and not be able to enjoy it. Let me see the fruits of my labor. That's all I ask.
There you go. That's a great thing to see and a great thing to do, my brother. So good luck to you on that. I really hope that God's grace and mercy will be surrounding you and allowing you to see the positive results of your efforts to really bring about some positive change. That would be great. So keep up the good work with what you're trying to do and know that, you know, those positive results will soon be coming through. Yes, indeed. Yeah,
hey,
so that's
they already
good,
started.
Great. That's wonderful.
They already started.
Well, we can even talk about that more in depth. I'll definitely give you a call back on that one.
Well, yeah, definitely, man. I got a lot of hot stuff coming out and stuff to tell people.
Wonderful.
You know,
that's great.
It's the Black Billionaires Club right here. So we got to get those billions and put them to right use. Feed each other so we all eat at the same table.
There you go, brother. That's a good way to see it, and that's a good way for it to be, you know. So, yeah, definitely. Yes, indeed. Well, my brother, once again, I do appreciate you coming through and sharing how, you know, the Creator has been a great blessing to you. and how that can also not just happen for you, but there's great blessings that can happen for our people in general as well. We just need to realize that God is still in the blessing business and can still bless us instead of just, you know, being stuck in a down and out situation and you feeling that you'll never come out of poverty, you'll never come out of this negative situation or that negative situation. That's all Satan's lies. The truth is that God can pull you out, but the bottom line is that you have to believe it. And once you start to believe it, that's when people will start to receive it. So these are things that we're talking about, rechanging the thinking patterns of our folks so that we can really start to see things from a positive perspective and truly opening our hearts and minds to God in Christ and raising our consciousness to higher heights. And once we do that, that's when we're going to start to see great and wonderful things come about. No question about it.
We're going to move on to 631-358. What are you thankful for, and what are you looking forward to in 222?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, you know. And I'm appreciative and thankful for, you know, for being here, you know, to see these holidays because, you know, you got to give God the glory, you know, because and also, you know, for my company. And things like that prosper, and thinking, you know, you get to see another day, and to get to see these holidays, you know, because it's a lot of people didn't. So we have to thank, we got to thank them all every day for that, you know, and so I'm looking forward to continue helping the community out as I've been doing every year. Every day, and so I'm thankful for that, and I'm looking forward doing it even stronger, even getting better and better and better, helping only the ones who wants to be helped. You know, a lot of people don't want to be helped; they want everything to fall on their lap. I wish it was like that; it'd be great for everybody, but it doesn't. You got to go out there and make things happen. You got to be around the right people, the right resources to make some changes. You know, I'm hoping people just, you know, their mindset change, you know, and so you can make a difference in life, you know, and because everything comes from the mind. You know, if you still got that stinking mindset, you know, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. So you got to change your mindset. You know, as the year, you know, approaches and everything, you know, we got to come in with a mind, just like I came in with a new mindset, you know, for 2021. Same thing. I'm going to come with a new mindset for 2022, you know, because that is the key. You got to keep developing. You can't stop. Mm-hmm. You cannot grow. You gotta grow if you wanna make changes in your life.
There you go.
You know.
And what's that old saying? What you see is what you get. So if you see yourself as a loser, that's what you're gonna be, a loser.
If you see yourself
as a winner, then you're gonna be able to
achieve being a winner.
There you go.
You know, it's like hanging out with five black folks. You know, you're number six. So that's just the way it is.
But you gotta,
the whole bottom line, I'm hoping a lot of these folks is waking up, you know, woke up, you know, and start making some changes in your life. And that's what needs to be done. You know, you gotta start waking up and being like, you know, hey, you can't do what you was doing for 2021, you know, and expect to get a different results for 2022.
Exactly.
That's
great. We thank you so much for that, brother. We're going to go for a brief commercial break here. We're going to open up 917-749. I know that's Lee Perrin from
Financial Flex, and as we go commercial, he can make an announcement.
Did we say 917? After commercial or right now? Am I able to talk right now? You said after commercial. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would like to make an announcement. We want to make the announcement that we are opening up our Finance Flex University to all people interested. You go to www.gofinanceflex.com. Again, that's www.gofinanceflex.com. And you fill in your information and to contact us. You mentioned Blog Talk Radio with the Billionaires Black Billionaires Club Network, and you will be entered into our account executive program, where you will be mentored by finance agents as well as our two lead finance specialists. The other thing I wanted to speak about, if you wouldn't mind giving me a couple of minutes before you go to commercial, we always talk about, and we speak about religion and God and the universe and energy and everything else. My biggest take on that is God wakes us up in the morning. A lot of people always say, man, I just want to get on my feet. I want to get on my feet. Every day they wake up and say, I want to get on my feet. I want to get on my feet. Well, so all the people are trying to get on your feet. The minute you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, that's God telling you, if you want to get on your feet, you got to get off your ass. That's what you need to do. You need to get off your ass. You need to go. You need to find something that you enjoy, learn a way to monetize it. You need to go get with companies like Finance Flex, people like Dr. Benjamin, people like the Neo Nation and Dr. Winborn and Dr. Ron Robinson. And you need to say, how can I become a part of this? You can't just keep – job is not going to knock on the door. Job is not – he's not. He's not knocking on the door. Stop waiting. You can pray all you want to pray. You can sit in your house all day. Jesus, please bring me a job. Job is not knocking on the door. However, if you say, please, Jesus, give me a job, and you get up and have the inspiration to go out and you manifest and you are able to go out and work for what you want, then job will show up. Then success will show up. Then money will show up. But until you do those things, nothing else is going to help you. You can pray until you're blue in the face. I don't care how much you pray. If you don't put action, praying is talking to the sky. If you put action, praying has power. Praying has manifestation. That's how the Egyptians built the pyramids. That's how, you know, the Mayans built their Aztec temples. That's how Timbuktu was created. That's how the Babylonians and the Anunnakis and the Sumerians. That's how all these great civilizations built all these things. They went into deep trance and prayed and manifested, and then they got off their ass and went and did it. The people that God didn't want to get off their ass, he didn't wake them up. Because all you got to do is go read your obituary, your local obituary. There's a bunch of people that God said, nah, you good. You done. But the rest of us, he opened our eyes. That's your signal or your sign. God, send me a sign. I sent you a sign. You opened your eyes. Get off your ass and go make it happen. A lot of times, man, we don't want to give people tough love. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not love if it's not tough. Like, what kind of love is not intense? It doesn't make sense to me. You know, you can't say you love anything if it's not intense. You know, so at the end of the day, let's do that. Let's become a people again that lift our brother up and say, yo, King, lift your head up. Lift your crown up. Whenever I see people begging in front of the store, I say, yo, King, if you can't even stand on your feet, you're going to sit on the ground and ask me for money. I'm not giving you shit until you stand on your feet because you're a king. That's what we do. So at the end of the day, man, we have to understand that a lot of these boys are being raised by women and they're being raised by reverse femininity and all these other things that they're being taught on TV. Everybody's the same. A boy can wear a dress, a girl can. That's a lie. That's not true. That's not true. Men are a certain way. Women are a certain way. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with nature. So at the end of the day, if you want it, your sexuality is your sexuality. That has nothing to do with you being a man or you being a woman or you being a stand-up pillar of your community where you uplift young men and give them something to look up to and give them something to aspire to be as opposed to being, you know, on somebody's couch playing PlayStation and him watching his moms give her hard-earned money to you. You know, that's all in our choice. God ain't got nothing to do with that. at some point, I'm going to need us to take responsibility and say we love God and we appreciate God for opening our eyes. Everything else is up to you.
Great, great. I think we missed you. We lost you there as well.
No, I was done. You didn't miss
okay.
me. That was all I said.
That we appreciate that. And people, as we go on from 2021 to 2022, great inspirational words. Mr. Perrin, Lee Perrin, we appreciate that. Great influence. You're correct. The Bible says faith without works is dead. And, you know, if you, God said you make one step, I'll make two, and have at least a little faith of a mustard seed. He's not asking for you to have a whole bunch of faith. So you're right to get up and be the man that God created us to be and be the woman that God created us to be. But it's all on us as we go forward. So we want to all remind everybody also, as we go forward, the Black Business Billionaires over the years that we've been on air, we have had people, you know, thousandaires, millionaires, and billionaires come on. They were very unassuming. They didn't want nobody to know. But they try to give you some hints on how they got from their, you know, struggles to the battle and then to the finish line of success. So, but we're going to have people come back on. We're going to have thousandaires. We'll have people struggling from job to get their thousandaire, from thousandaire to get their millionaire. And billionaires, they're going to come on. They're going to tell you how they got from point A to point B. You remember Dr. Herbert Harris, who is a self-educated attorney, one of the first people in America to self-educate himself and then take the bar and pass it. He's an engineer. He's a self-made millionaire. And, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Growing up in North Carolina, all the racism things he had to face. He's 75 years old now, and he's going to come back on and give us a little insight from there. So we want you to stay in tune, stay in touch, join the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. That's why we call it a network, because we're working together. We're networking together, and we're a club because we're connected with one another as a community of people in business. Yes.
Excuse me, Dr. Robinson. I got one more thing I wanted to say. When we spoke about the millionaire thing, I had a conversation with some young men that I mentor. They're middle school gentlemen. We have Finance Flex Gentlemen's Club that we mentor in Virginia Beach, and we have 70 young men that we do mentorship for, and we teach them about dressing and about what to wear to an interview and about resumes and about, you know, just man stuff, what stuff to order, what to order, what kind of wine to order with steak versus, you know, seafood and so forth, you know, how to look a man in his eyes, shake his hand, you know, all the stuff that all of us were privileged to have men who are mentors in our lives, brothers, fathers, uncles, so forth, in order to guide you forth. We do that for these young men. And it was something that they said I needed to say to these young men, that I, you know, that I never was comfortable with. But, you know, we speak about being a millionaire. Being a millionaire means you have $1 million worth of assets, whether it's, you know, stock or real estate, yada, yada, a millionaire. And also there's a millionaire when you have a millionaire in liquid assets, where it's pretty much assets you can touch in 24 hours worth $1 million. Well, as a Black man who grew up in the Bronx, who grew up, you know, to a dad who raised me, and he was a correction officer, and my grandmother was the only mother figure. My mother was on drugs and everything else. I can say that, you know, as a college grad, that I am a millionaire, that, you know, that's something I'm not comfortable with. It's something I don't speak about. However, yeah, I am a millionaire. I'm a millionaire in liquid. So with that being said, if I can do it, so can anybody else. You know, I had great mentors. I got great people that I give the credit and I give them their flowers. Dr. Ron Robinson was one of them, you know, my dad, obviously. You know, to say that at 44 years old, that, yeah, I'm a millionaire. But, yeah, I got 7 kids, so that don't say a lot. So I just want to share that bit of inspiration.
You said something very important
about thankfulness.
You said something very strategically important, because people don't understand what is liquid, what is assets, and what is actual cash in the bank.
and there are different levels mm-hmm. of millionaires. You're right. There are different levels of millionaires and billionaires and et cetera. And next year, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're going to concentrate on explaining that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring on Fortune 500 corporations. Some of them are two hundred Fortune companies, 300, whatever the different numbers are. And we're going to have some guys come on, and they're going to explain the difference between assets and liquid and cash flow and actual money that belongs to you and stuff that goes to – because you're right. In my company, I could say over the period of 10 years, we probably have billions of dollars that flow through the company and deals. Some close, some don't close, you know what I'm saying? So in that sense, I would be considered a billionaire per my business at that point. But we're looking to, you know, DSNR Consultants are looking to gravitate towards a situation which is liquid as well, and we've been working on that for quite a while. But there's different levels of it, and a lot of times you don't stop and think about it. I know you didn't stop to think about it. I know, you know, well as I. I didn't ever stop to think about where I stand and, you know, where what is this, because you're so constantly moving. But we want people to understand what it takes to get there, all the ingredients, like you're talking about, the tenacity, the ability, the you know, I don't take holidays. I don't take birthdays. I didn't get to celebrate Thanksgiving like people celebrate it, you know, in the traditional sense. But I'm saying, you know, certain things, Christmases and birthdays and all these things that people enjoy, I do not, because I'm focused on doing what I got to do. But that's a sacrifice, people. It's a sacrifice. I'm the first one here in the morning, and I'm the last one to leave at night, you know, and I'm the one that would not take a holiday or a birthday or whatever, because it's a sacrifice. Business has a lot into it, and that's what Lee is saying, that, you know, just don't think, you know, people think, Lee, sometimes because they see you the after effects of it, they don't understand what it took to get there. You know what I'm saying? And the brother had sent me to one of those bad classes in New York and told me to talk to the children about my success. I said, no, I want to tell them first about my failures and my hard times and homelessness that I experienced and a whole bunch of being broke that I experienced as well as how just keep, like you say, just keep going, keep the faith, and, you know, believing in myself, because most people, sometimes my wife didn't believe, family didn't believe, whoever didn't believe, but I had to keep believing and, you know, keep pushing. So it's not hard. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy, but if you want it bad enough, anything, if you want to be a good basketball player, you got to want it. You want to be a good football player, or you want to be a good singer or actor, you have to put the time and effort in to learn your craft and to work hard. So we're going to have people come on, and they're going to talk about just what Mr. Perriman just talked about, the different aspects of money, what it is, when you hear somebody say they have X amount of dollars, what do that represent? When you hear a football player get a contract and it's $10 million over a period of 10 years, what do that mean? How did that contract converts into liquid cash for him or her? So we want to educate you as well to what it is. When people say, I'm a millionaire, I'm a thousandaire, I'm a billionaire, a zillionaire. But we say this at the Black Business Network Club, no matter what those nares are, you got to start somewhere. You know, and it's a long journey to the end. So with that said, we're talking tonight primarily just about what are you happy with and what are you looking forward to in 2022. And we got a minute, and we're going to open up 708-475. If you'd like to make a statement of what you're happy with in 2021 and what you look forward to in 2022. 708-475. Are you there? Are you just listening? Well, people, It is that time, you know. We appreciate you all calling in. We appreciate everybody's participation. We want to thank our brothers at Financial Flex for coming in, dropping by, and seeing us. They got big things happening in their podcast, and one day maybe they'll invite us little folks over here to their podcast and be a part of that. We look forward to it, and we want everyone to have a great, great, great holiday. And see you. I guess I would be seeing. Well, I won't be seeing you so much
Hey, Dr. Robinson, can we finish out real quick, man? We want to give everybody take advantage of our Flex Friday. We want to take everybody advantage of our Flex Friday. We don't call it Black Flex Friday because we're black, so that's kind of redundant. So Flex Fridays, you know, we want everybody to know at Finance Flex Incorporated, you are welcome. We have an opportunity for you. You can come in as an account executive. You can learn from brothers like Money Man Rel and Prince Hosea. And you can understand how to not only manage your own money, but also to make a whole lot of money. And after you make the money, we're also going to teach you what to do with it. So to find us, go to www.gofinanceflex.com. www.gofinanceflex.com. All social media platforms, we're at financeflex.com. Our phone number, 757-785-5065. Again, that's 757-785-5065. We are so happy to be affiliated with brothers like Dr. Robinson and Dr. Winborn and the Neo Nation Network, as well as the Black Billionaires Network. We're so happy to be mentors in this opportunity. The fact that we're in charge and head of the finance department, we are really, really honored for that. And we're looking forward to doing a lot of things in the new year, man. And the new year, every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute. But the new year is just different. There's just something different about a whole new year. For you have a whole year to make your dreams come true. All you got to do, man, like I said, God gives us the opportunity. He wakes us up, and that means you want to get off your feet. If you want to get back on your feet, you have to get off your ass, and that's it. So, you know, like we say all the time, Flex Fridays, Finance Flex, you know, financial freedom is the goal. The flex is optional. Let's all, you know, put all of our faith and our prayers in whatever you believe in as the Most High. I call it Source Energy. And let's all, every time you wake up in the morning, that's your calling. Your creator gave you a wake-up call to say, get off your ass. Let's go make these dreams come true. Let's go, Doc. We good, man.
Okay.
We appreciate
God bless.
Thank you to you as always. Now. Bless.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.